Delta Panthers. Grab some snacks and a few beverages and get ready to cheer. And now, the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Aspen High School. It's the Panthers. Look to down the Sears. Delta's now 4-7, 2-1 in league after their 63-28 blowout of Rifle on Tuesday. Tonight, they face an Aspen team that was in the 3A state, was a 3A state runner-up a year ago, but that was a senior-driven team, and this year's squad has no seniors to speak of. The Sears look to captain junior Tanner Benson and sophomore Tommy Francesi for leadership, as they are a couple of returners from last year's squad. Actually, just Francesi is. So we'll take a break, and you'll hear from head coach Rob Ames after this. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All options subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Darn Made in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Darn Made. A&M Creations Darn Made voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is a place with a helpful hardware approach.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Forum, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
New Park Reowned is an easy shop to save by at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you take appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, drainers, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Yeah, the boys followed up their physical win over Coleridge last Saturday with a blowout of a Rifle on Tuesday. Obviously, Rifle isn't playing at a high level right now, but our boys went out and played their game and didn't play down to their opponent.
Yeah, that's what I'm proud of. We just talk about, doesn't matter who we play, it's how we play, and that's what we're trying to do. Just every game that we play, just play the way we want to play rather than who we are playing.
Talk a little bit about Eric Barrett and the matchup problems he causes inside due to his size and aggressiveness.
Yeah, you know, he's closing in on 6'7", and he's just a puppy. He's just a sophomore, but he's getting better every day. and every game. And we're just excited. We're excited for the future, but we're also excited for right now, because every game he does something that's fun, and he's working hard. He's come a long way, and he's got a long way to go, but it's going to be fun to go with him.
And so far, he's towered over the opponents, and just it's tough to shoot over him when he puts his hands up, and it's tough to rebound against him when he puts his hands up and he's still taller than you can jump. So it's, you know, it's definitely an asset. So Aspen's coming off a season where they were the 3A state runner-up, but that team is pretty much destroyed by graduation. There's still a few holdovers. Actually, just one, their freshman from last year, the only returner. And they have remained competitive otherwise. What do you expect tonight from the Spears?
Well, they're going to be fast, and they're going to be well-coached. They're a skilled group. We played with JV, which is a lot of those boys, and they got us last year. So we know they're going to be talented, and we know they're going to be really strong.
Something I've noticed the past couple games is the boys seem to be playing with more confidence. How much does that have to do with winning?
I think winning is a great elixir, but I think the other part is conditioning. We're just now starting to get into where we like to play, at the level we like to play for 32 minutes. And so when your legs aren't weary in the third and fourth quarter, the shots start to fall. And then, you know, that gives you a little extra spin in your step. So it's just kind of all working together now.
Sounds good. Good luck tonight, Rob.
Thanks. The Delta County Independent is your family owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and you know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of, and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete cutting service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood metal production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9 Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Aston High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and I'm going to kind of stall here before the national anthem so I don't have to start and stop on the starters. But We had a last-second buzzer-beater three-pointer to end the JV game, which Delta did win. So hopefully that bodes well for us here today as we get ready for the anthem. So now we'll take a look at the lineups for both teams. We will start with Delta, and the non-starters will be number 1, Shea Heim, number 5, Clayton Cryer, number 11, Jordan Frazier, number 20, Lance Porter, number 22, Eric Baer. Starters for Delta, number 2, Ryland Bynum, number 4, Brett Leho, number 10, Landon Clay, number 15, Tucker Johnson, number 21, Easton Baer. The non-starters for Aspen will be number 0, Gio Seaman, number 1, Ed Gil Garcia, number 12, Luke Holloway, number 14, Christo Clavin, and number 15, Luke Balco. The starters for the Smears, number 2, Will Girardi, number 5, Josh Ford, number 10, Tanner Benson. Number 11, Henry Hurd. And number 22, Tommy Francesi. Francesi, the only non-senior on last year's 3A runner-up for the Spears. He was a freshman, so that tells you just how good of a player he is. The Spears are coached by Corey Parker, and of course, Delta coached by Rob Ames. Delta wearing their away greens today, while Aspen is wearing their home whites. Delta with their customary handshaking with the other team prior to tip-off. Easton Baer will tip against Francesi. And we are underway. Delta will control the tip. Bynum with the basketball to Clay. Over to Leho on the right side. Leho brings it back to his left. Looking. Now they're trying to work it inside to Johnson. Tucker can't get it to go. Put back no good. Rebound. Baer. Baer off the glass. It's good. So Delta leads 2-0 here. Just underway in the game. Ford with the ball, drives it, kicks it back out to Girardi. Girardi, now they're around the perimeter. Francesi back to Ford, back to Francesi in the right corner, drives baseline, kicks it back out to, looking, now gets it to Hurd. Hurd, back to Francesi. Francesi, top of the key for 3, no good. Rebound Johnson. Delta moving right to left. Bynum with it on the left corner. Bynum looking, now dribbles to his right. Hits Baer at the top of the key. They work it around to the right side. Leho now inside to Johnson. Tucker with his first bucket of the game. Nice pass from Leho. Delta leads 4-0. 6:38 left in the first. Francesi guarded by Bynum. There's a block. There's a couple of screens where the ball's passed off. Ford goes baseline, gets in the paint. He's going to be called for a travel as he tried to get by Bear and kind of got stuck up on Bear as he got by. And turnover back to Delta. Clay across the time stripe over to Leho. On the right side, Leho picks up his dribble, gets it to Bynum on the left side. Now Bear. Bear works it into Tucker J. Tucker, turnaround jumper, left-handed, in the lane. It's good. 4 points for Johnson. Francesi across the time stripe for the Spears. Francesi, a little bite between the legs, dribble, gets a screen, drops it off to Ford. Ford's going to keep called for the travel. And again, turnover to Delta. Tip-off today was brought to you by Taco Time. Delta's quickly up the floor. Leho to Bynum. Johnson to Bear at the top. Bear to Clay. They work it into Tucker. Johnson off the board. No good. But he'll go to the line for two. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. Tucker gets it to go. Gets the second one as well. Delta leads 8-0. Tucker Johnson has 6 of those points. The Spears going to call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
We need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacy Sunicki at the Sun Flower can help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Sunicki at the Sun Flower Group.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
5:38 left in the first. Delta with an 8-0 lead. Aston with the basketball. Francesi will bring it up. Over to Ford on the left elbow. Ford to Girardi. Girardi at the top of the team, guarded by Bynum. Girardi over to Francesi on the right side. Francesi, one dribble now to Ford for three. It's good. First points of the game for the Skiers. Clay to Bynum. Bynum now. Bynum to Johnson. Johnson for three from the left elbow. No good. Can't get the putback. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball. Aston comes up with it. Francesi brings it across to Ford. Back to Francesi. Francesi. Guarded by Leho on the right side. Little jump stop by Girardi as he tried to get in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Hurd and the putback. Delta's lead now 8-5. 4.5 left in the first. Delta looking to start something up. Leho, runner in the lane. No good. Rebound Aston. They nearly lose the ball. They get it back. Girardi's going to be fouled from behind by Leho. Going to get a substitution now as Clayton Cryer will check in for Bynum. Francesi working against Cryer. Francesi in the paint, baseline. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Leho. Hands it off to Clay. Clay back to Leo on the right side. Now Cryer at the top to Johnson. Johnson left elbow. They get it to Bear. Bear dishes to Clay. Clay guarded by Girardi. Now to Bear at the top. He's going to lose the handle. And Ford comes up with it. Ford stops, pops for three from the left elbow. Rebound by the Gears. They kick it back out to Ford. Ford in the lane, kicks it out to Benson on the right elbow. He dribbles in the lane, loses the handle. That shot blocked by Bear, right for the loose ball. And I believe a jump ball is going to be called. It is. It looks like Aspen will maintain possession. Eric Bears checked in for Eastern now. Needing to inbound it, and the Aspen just does get it inbounds. Ford now on the left elbow. Ford to Francesi. They're working around to the right side. That's Seaman who's checked into the game. He's in the right corner. Step back jumper. No good off the front of the rim. Fight for the loose ball. Rebound by Ford. Ford in the lane. Going to be blocked by Eric Bear. Ball's going to go out of bounds as Shea Heim checks into the game for Delta. Clay will have a seat. Aspen with the possession. Inbound goes to Seaman at the top. Now to Francesi in the right corner. He dribbles out. Ford at the top of the key. Ford looks to dribble drive. Goes baseline. Kicks it over to Hurd. Jumper no good. Follows the shot. Gets his rebound. Put back no good. Gets it again. Gets another rebound. Ford now from the left side. Dribbles out in. Shot no good. A lot of offensive boards here for the Steers. Francesi finally comes up with it. Able to put it in the bucket. Back on the other end, and Celtics shot's no good. Heim tracks down the rebound and gets it back. They work it inside to Eric. Kicks it out to Heim at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound Aspen. Back on the other end. Ford for three. Shot no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Aspen. Delta will have the ball. Time to inbound. Goes to Cryer. Cryer. Cross the time strike. Now over to Leho. Leho. To Bear at the top. Eric. Looking. Looking. Straight inside, but they keep it on the perimeter. Now Leho thinks about driving. Goes to crossover, dribbles off his foot, turns the ball over. Delta with a one-point advantage as we have 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Francesi on the right side, now dribbles to his left, to the left elbow. Almost has it popped away by Leho, instead gives it up to Benson. Benson back to Francesi, runner in the lane, gets it to go high off the glass, and Aspen has their first lead, 9-8. Quickly, Cryer with the ball. Over to Leho. Leho for three. It's good. Leho with his first bucket, and it's a big tray to put Delta back on top. Delta leads 11-9, less than 60 seconds left in the first. Francesi dribbles to his right. Stops at the elbow. Now to Seaman at the top. Seaman looks to go baseline. Just inside the arc. Can't get it to go. Rebound Pryor. Now back the other way. Leho. Ball fake to Heim. Back to Leho. Leho at the top. Cryer, left elbow. Cryer trying to work it inside to Bear. Knocked away, but picked up by Heim. Heim now brings it back up. Long pass to Leho. Leho, runner at the baseline. No good. Rebound to Aspen. Aspen with 20 seconds left has the ball. It's going to be Holloway that's bringing it across the time stripe. Luke Holloway has checked into the game. And Francesi takes a quick look at the clock. Now to play for the last shot. Trying to get a screen. Francesi runs by it. Kicks it into the left corner. Shot's no good. And Heim at the buzzer. Can't get it. It rattled in and out. So at the end of a very spirited first quarter of play, Delta has an 11-9 lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers have possession to start the second quarter. Looks like it's going to be Hines, Clay, Porter, Eric Baer, and Cryer on the floor. Clay to Hines. Back to Clay at the top. They're working around the perimeter. We've got Hines at the top of the key. Thinks about driving. Now Clay on the left side for three. No good. Eric Baer comes up with a rebound. Baer holding it out there now. Gets it out to Hines. Back into Baer. Baer underneath. Nope. Tries to kick it underneath the Porter. Not sure why he didn't just take the shot there. And he turns it over. Aspen coming back the other direction now. Francesi. Over to Holloway. Holloway to Seaman. Seaman gets the screen. They kick it over to Girardi. Girardi goes baseline. They work it underneath the Porter. Excuse me, to Hurd, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Aspen. So James calling the play from the sideline, and Clay will bring it across the time stripe. Clay at the top. Over to Cryer. Cryer looking to drive now. Baseline. Fills up his dribble. Gets it inside the Baer. Baer backs his way in. Turns around from the lane, and he'll get called for the... Actually, I thought that he was going to get called for a travel. Instead, a foul is going to be called. Eric Baer is going to go to the line for two. That'll be the first foul called on Holloway. Baer gets the first Modern Appliance Company free throw to go. His first point of the game. Baer now with a couple. Delta leads 13-9, 6:54 left in the half. Francesi across the time stripe. Guarded by Cryer. Francesi on the left side looking for a screen. They work it in to Seaman. Seaman back out to Francesi. Francesi directing some traffic now. Kicks it over to Girardi. Back to Francesi at the top. Francesi dribbles between the legs. Now dribbles to his right. Stops. Picks up his dribble over to Girardi on the left side. Back to Francesi. Back to the midcourt. Francesi still guarded by Cryer. Now he's looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Stops. Pops. And just in front of the tree. So line and it's good. 2-point advantage for Delta. Clay up ahead to Cryer. Cryer inside to Baer. Baer trying to back his way in. Trying to create space. Shot over the defender is good. Eric Baer was four. Delta leads 15-11, 5:55 left in the half. Francesi kicks it out to Holloway. Steal by Clay. Clay in a one-on-two, and he's going to be fouled. So, Lando goes to the line. For two Modern Appliance Company free throws. That's the second foul on Holloway. Landon makes the first. Tucker Johnson checks back into the game for Porter. Play James the second. Edgar Garcia in the game for Aspen now. brings it across the time stretch, gets to Francesi, Francesi over to Girardi, Girardi to Garcia, Garcia underneath to Benson, loose ball stolen by Delta. Time comes up with the ball, gives it to Clay. Clay now up ahead to Cryer. Cryer inside to Tucker. Johnson tries to dribble, kicks it back out. Now at the top, Clay. We're going to have a foul called away from the ball. Going to be a push on Seaman. So Delta with possession. Ball gets into Heim. Heim to his left. Now to Clay at the top. Clay back to Heim on the left elbow. They try to lob it into Bear. Eric off the glass. It's good. Eric Bear with six tonight. Garcia to Francesi. Francesi back to Garcia. And the turnover, as Aston will foul again. Turnover back to Delta. Be the second foul on Seaman. As Leho and Bynum check back into the game. Play. Lob up ahead to Bear underneath. Bear tries to dish to Johnson, and it's intercepted by Benson. Benson. The Fordy's back in the game for Aston. Now they get to the right side and Girardi. Francesi. Now they're working it around the perimeter. Francesi to Garcia. Garcia's blocked, but it's not called. To Girardi inside to Francesi and a triple team back out to Ford for three. No good off the front iron. Rebound by Clay. Clay in a double team. Kicks it out to Leho to clear that. Bynum with the basketball. Bynum has it stolen by Girardi. And he's going to be called for double dribble with Girardi. And Easton Bear checks back in for Eric. Delta with the basketball. Inbound goes to Leho. Leho dribbles to his right. And now back to Clay. Clay dribbles around. Now looks to drive. Stop. Johnson for three from the right elbow. It's good. Tucker with nine. Delta leads by 11. 22 to 11 with a little more than 3 minutes left in the half. Aston on the perimeter. Girardi tries to get inside. They traveled a little. It wasn't called. They kick it back out to Francesi at the top. Francesi dribbles in. Now underneath the Ford, they kick it back out to Garcia. Garcia drives, loses the handle. Turnover back to Delta. Henry Hurd back into the game for Aston as Garcia will take a seat. Play to bring it across the time stripe. As Johnson has the ball. Johnson kicks it out to Bear. Bear now to Clay. They work it inside to Tucker. Johnson in the lane. Going to call him for a foul, or excuse me, for a travel. Turnover back to Aston. Like the starters back on the court for the Skiers. Ford with the ball. Ford to Girardi. They work it into the lane and Benson shot no good. Rebound to Bear. Up ahead to Leho. Can't get it to go. And Gio Seaman pays for that rebound. If he's hammered by Tucker Johnson, that's tough for us. Girardi brings it up. Fishes to Seaman. Seaman. To Hurd. 10-footer. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds off of Aston, it looks like. And Delta will have possession. 1:57 left in the half. Delta leads 22-11. Clay to Leho on the right side. Leho to Bynum. They work around the perimeter. Johnson, Bear, hands to Leho, or excuse me, Clay in the lane. Finger roll is good. Landon with four. Girardi directing traffic as he comes across the time stripe. Girardi works it in to Benson. Benson back out to Ford. Ford dribble drive in the lane. Kicks it out. That's going to be Benson for three. It's no good. Saved by Seaman. Into Benson. Benson looking to distribute the ball. Kicks it out to Girardi. Picks up his dribble. Now to Hurd. They work it back to Ford. Ford goes underneath the Hurd. Hurd over the defenders, no good. Rebound by Benson, putback no good, and the rebound grabbed by Clay. Less than 60 now in the first half. As Aspen's going to knock it out of bounds. On Delta's side of the court.
We can run one.
Delta with possession, Johnson to inbound. Bynum, Clay, Johnson. Johnson in the lane, touch, left-hander no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Bear, and Aspen will have possession. Quick moving first half here, folks. Pretty sure it was after 7 o'clock before we started. We've got 30 seconds left in the first half. Girardi gets the screen, now kicks it to the top and forward, forward around the defender in the lane, shot is good. 20 seconds left. Delta leads 24-13. Seaman applying a little pressure, but nothing big. Clay up across the time stripe to Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum looks to dribble drive into his left hand. Loses the handle, called for the travel. He wanted a foul, but didn't get it. For the turnover back to Aston, 6.5 seconds left in the half. Ford brings it across quickly, runs into a double team as the ball gets knocked in my direction to end the first half of play. So at the end of the half, Delta leads 24-13. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you're going to hear the interview I had with Rebecca Gonzalez from the Delta Panther Pride Marching Band. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Spice Cafe in Delta. Spice Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
I'm here with Delta Panthers marching band member Rebecca Gonzalez.
Yes.
Thanks for joining me today. What instrument do you play?
I play the alto saxophone.
How long have you been playing in band?
I've been playing in band since I was a sixth grader, and I started off on the clarinet.
Clarinet and kind of transitioned to the saxophone. What made you change?
I just really loved how the saxophone sounded more than clarinet, and it was a different change from like the normal instrument that I would play.
Okay, very good, very good. Do you participate in the marching band as well as pep band?
Yeah, I'm part of the marching band, jazz band, and I do the pep band.
Very nice, very nice. Well, which do you like the best?
Definitely marching band. It's harder than both of the others I've said, but it's definitely more rewarding.
Very good, very good. So marching band, you guys play during halftime of the football game.
Yep.
How was that this year?
I think it was definitely a learning experience to help us with our show this year.
Okay, and when you talk about your show, you're talking about the performance for competition.
Yes.
For the marching band competition. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we started off our season in August, actually, with something called band camp, and then just working away from our movements and moving everything to the actual field instead of just paper.
The competition, where is the competition at?
The competitions are, there's three major ones. Mm-hmm. First of all, Colorado West, and that's in Grand Junction at Stoker Stadium. And then we have regionals, which is also at Stoker Stadium. And then every year it changes from three major locations, which is Grand Junction at State. Last year we went to Pueblo, and then I think it's Colorado Springs, which is the other one.
Okay. Right now you're doing pep band?
Yes.
During the basketball game. Tell me a little bit about that. How did that come about? I know there hasn't always been a pep band during basketball games. How did that come about, and how is it performing in the gym as opposed to outdoors for football games?
Yeah, so it's kind of like our off-season stuff where we just play a lot of the tunes that the audience wants to hear, and it's just an opportunity to liven up the crowd at those games, because sometimes it's just so monotone there that maybe we're winning a lot or losing a lot. We just add a little bit of the exciting aspect of it.
A little more flair to the game.
Yeah, you could say that.
Very good, very good. So the only other thing we haven't talked about is jazz band. Tell me a little bit about jazz band.
Jazz band's just another subcategory of band, of course, and we just focus on, we're a smaller group, and we just focus on jazz.
Very good. And I love jazz. It's very relaxing and therapeutic.
It's definitely different than what you play anywhere else.
Right, right. You know, and it's, to me, it's a different genre of music altogether, but it influences so many other, you know,
for sure,
blues and rock and country. And I mean, exactly. So I enjoy jazz a lot. Tell me a little bit about your influences as a musician. Are there other musicians you look up to? Did your parents or family play music? Tell me a little bit about that.
My parents never played music. It started with my older brother, who was part of everything I said today, jazz band, marching band, mm-hmm. pep band, and I kind of looked up to him the most, even though he was a trumpet, and that's what got me into playing on my own and getting lessons out of school, and then moving into middle school, that's when the doors kind of opened so I could actually become more of a musician.
So you're only a sophomore. Where do you look to take your musical career, so to speak? What do you hope to do in the future with your music?
In later years, I hope to definitely in jazz band have more solos, just broaden that spectrum of what I can do. Pep band is just really basic because we're all playing basically the same thing for this past year. And in marching band, which is basically my focal point of starting off as a freshman just in the band, and I want to work up my way through the ranks, having to become a section leader, and then hopefully my senior year become drum major.
Well, very good. I wish you luck in that, and thanks for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoyed this.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Wrapping up halftime here at Aspen High School, your Delta Panthers lead 24-13. We'll take a look at some of those first half stats. Tucker Johnson led the way with 9 points and a couple of rebounds. Eric Bears got 6 points, a rebound, and a block. Landon Clay with 4 points in the first half. He also has an assist, 2 rebounds, and a steal. Easton Bear with 2 points, 2 assists, and 3 rebounds. Brett Leo has 3 points, an assist, and a rebound. Shea Heim with an assist, a rebound, and a steal. So just about ready to get back underway here. And Delta's looked really good here in the first half. A few mistakes, but, you know, they primarily stayed out of foul trouble, missed a few shots, but, and turned the ball over just a little bit more than I think Coach James would like, but all in all, a good half of basketball. They've got a nice 11-point advantage here to start the second half. And starters back on the court for Delta: Johnson, Clay, Leho, Easton Bear, and Bynum. I imagine the starters will be back on the court for Aspen as well. So a great interview with Rebecca Gonzalez there at halftime. Really enjoyed talking to her this week. And hope to get more interviews like that with more students that are more than just the athletes here. So, Aspen with possession to start the second half. And waiting to get back underway. Okay, here we go. Fincher, he gets it in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the time stripe. Gets it over to Ford. Ford to Benson. Back to Ford. Ford over to Francesi. Francesi to Girardi. Girardi inside. Now back out to Francesi. Ford, top of the key, guarded by Bynum. Loses the handle. Manages to tap it over to Girardi in the right corner. They kick it to Hurd. Now to Ford in the left corner for three. It's good. So Aspen with a nice start, and the net on the Aspen basket got stuck up at the top, so they had to fix that. Now we'll get back to action. Clay to bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. Clay. To Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum to Bear at the top. Bear to the Clay. He cuts across now inside to the cutting Johnson, who can't get the shot to fall, and a rebound goes to Aspen, quickly back the other direction. Aspen moving right to left now as your Panthers will move left to right. Aspen kicks it in, now back out to Francesi, jumps her off in the lane to Ford on the left side, gets it into the baseline, shot no good, rebound Johnson. Clay to Bynum, Bynum. Bynum looking, gets it to Johnson, Tuck, back to Bynum. Ryland to Tuck, Johnson at the top, gets it inside the Bear, back out to Leho for three from the right corner, it's good. Brett now with 6 points. Delta with a 27-16 lead, 6-12 left in the third. Kicking going to be called against Clay. He went for the kick save on the pass from Girardi, kicked it, and got the call there. So, Aspen with the concession. Goes to Francesi. Gets a screen out in the lane. Kicks it underneath to Hurd. Shot no good. Putback is good. Foul going to be called on Johnson. Hurd with a little touch on the putback and Tuck called for the foul. That'll be Johnson's, I think it's his second. Yeah, it is indeed his second. Shot, no good. So can't get the end one in a fight for the loose ball. Out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta in the corner. Aspen maintains possession, though Francesi gets the inbound, dribbles in. Now they kick it back out. Four drives now underneath to Hurd, who misses the shot, and Johnson comes up with the rebound. Gives it to Clay, who brings it across. Up to Leho, Leho to Clay. Clay drives the lane. Runner no good. They're going to call him for the charge. That'll be Lando's first foul, second team foul for Delta. Francesi running point for Aspen, left side. Goes to Ford, steps up three, no good. Rebound Aspen and the putback's good by Hurd. 7-point advantage for Delta, 5:15 left in the third. Bynum with the ball. Bynum dribbles, drops it off to Clay. Clay to Leho. Leho into Johnson, shots from the baseline, can't get it to go. Rebound Bear. Ethan is going to be hammered on the putback. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. That'll be the first foul on Hurd. And Bear will hit the back iron and miss. So Eric Bear getting set to check in for Little Big Brother. So Bear, Easton that is, makes the second, and Eric checks in. Should be 28-20. As Ford has the ball on that side and turns it over, Johnson with the steal. And now Aspen steals it right back on the other side. Francesi to Hurd, Hurd in the lane, and he's going to be fouled. I don't think Delta got the point on Bear's free throw. Clayton Cryer will check in for Ryland Bynum. By the way, that's the first foul on Bynum. Aspen for three. Francesi's offline. Rebound there. Eric, this is the play. Lando gets it ahead to Bynum, or excuse me, to Leho. Into Tucker, back out to Leho for three. No good. Like the loose ball. Tucker comes up with the rebound. And air balls it out of bounds. I think Tuck might be pressing just a little bit. Needs to relax and they'll start to fall. Francesi looking for the screen and gets it. Francesi over to Ford underneath, kicks it back out. Excuse me, out to Ford. 3 points are no good. Rebound by Bear. Eric's third board of the night. They work it inside to Eric. Eric in the lane. Couple of dribbles, turns around in the lane, off the glass, no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. 3:33 left in the third. Bear looking to extend Delta's lead here. Oh, the first one from Eric is good. Easton Bear checks in for Tucker Johnson, and the Bear brothers will be on the floor at the same time. Tuck, excuse me, Eric can't get it to go. Rebound Trier, fight for the ball, and a foul going to be called on Aspen. Foul going to go against Benson, and Delta will have possession. Trier underneath the basket, Delta stacking. Prior to inbound, looks to Leho on the right corner. Leho dribbles to his left. Now to Clay. Clay on the left, or excuse me, right elbow. Lob inside the Bear. Eric dribbles underneath. Kicks it out to Easton. Easton now drives at the end line. Can't get it to go off the glass. And a jump ball going to be called. Possession going to remain with Delta. 3:11 left in the third. Delta with a 9-point advantage, 29-20. Both teams with three team fouls. Inbound by Clay underneath the Bear. Hook him to harm. Rob Ames likes what he sees, comes off the bench to tell his team. And Bear will go to the line for an and one. This one's sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. And it's good. And Rob Ames will take a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back with you in Aspen. Delta has a 12-point advantage with 3:09 left in the third. It's 32-20. As it looks like Delta might be extending a little pressure here into the backcourt. A little 2-1-2 zone pressure here. Seaman back in the game for Aspen. Francesi back to Seaman, up to Ford. Ford across the time stripe. Ford looks to drive. Backs out. Now dribbles. Gets Francesi at the top. Francesi guarded by Carr. Now Francesi to Ford in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound Delta. And a foul going to be called on. No, they're going to call a jump ball.
Hey, goal!
Aspen will have the possession arrow. Ford, left corner, Ford in the lane, hook shot, no good. Rebound Francesi and the putback. 32-10, Delta. 2.5 left in the third. Dreyer brings it across the time stripe. Dreyer up ahead to Clay, back out to Leho. Leho, ball fake, jump stop, and a charge is going to be called. So that'll be, I believe, Leho's first. Make it his second. Each team has 14 fouls. Francesi gets the screen. Drives the lane. Loses the handle. He kicks it out to Benson. Now into the hands of Ford. Ford working on Fryer. Now left corner. And Freeman's floater over to Benson. Benson dribbles in the paint. Now ball knocked away. He gets it back. Benson. Benson throws it away, but Francesi tracks it down. Francesi gets a screen now. Floater, nope, kicks it out to Ford, right corner. For three, no good. Rebound Dreyer. Fight for the ball again, and it'll be a jump ball. Delta should have possession. No, they're going to call a foul on Aspen. It'll be the third on Freeman. Clay brings it across the time stripe. Lando to Leho, who's falling. He'll be called for the travel. Slipped as he tried to cut and couldn't keep his feet. So Aspen will get the ball on the turnover. 90 seconds left in the third. Delta with a 10-point advantage. Francesi to Garcia. Knocked out of bounds by Bear. That's the Eric version. As Shaheim will check in for Leho. Catch himself a blow. Francesi to inbound. Almost throws it away, but gets it to Ford on the left side. Ford guarded by Cryer. Ford is screen. Now they kick it underneath to Seaman. Seaman is going to have the jump ball forced by Ethan Bear, and Delta takes over possession. Play with the basketball across midcourt. Over to Heim. It's going to go out of bounds off of Shea. Aspen gets the ball back. 62 seconds left on the third. Delta leads 32-22. Ford brings it up. They get it to Francesi on the left side. Francesi back to the top. Francesi to Garcia. Garcia. Back to Francesi at the top of the key. Francesi over to Seaman. 15-footer airballs it. Rebound by Fryer. Makes that Heim. Heim gets the play. Back to Heim. Brings it across. Shea. Back to Clay around to Fryer. Fryer jump stop to Clay. They work it into Eastman. Bear's going to be called for the charge as he lowered the shoulder. Johnson back in. He'll come in for Eric Bear. Foul was called on, that'd be first, Easton first, excuse me. 19 seconds left in the third. Delta with a 10-point lead. Francesi brings it across. Francesi between the legs. Gets the screen now. Over to Ford, left side for three. It's good. 3 seconds left. Heim up ahead to Johnson. Sock at the buzzer. No good. So, at the end of three, Delta leads 32-25. Should be a fun final stanza. Come on back. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports and Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518.
That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta starts the fourth quarter with Bynum, Easton Bear, Johnson, Heim, and Cryer on the court. Mark Tanner along with you to bring you the fourth quarter of this spirited basketball game. Delta leads 32-25. Garcia gets a runner, misses, rebound by Johnson, and Delta has the ball. Touch fifth board of the night. Bynum. Going to throw it away, out of bounds. And Aspen will have the ball. Franchesi quickly bringing it up. Kicks it out to Garcia. Garcia with a ball fake. Now dribbles left. Picks it up. Gets it inside. They bodies flying all over as Garcia hit the deck. I think they worked it into Benson. And ball went out of bounds, I think, off of Delta as the inbound goes to Ford. Over to Franchesi on the left side. Franchesi to Garcia at the top. Garcia to Benson, back out to Ford. Ford looking first. Shane gets it. Going to lose the handle. Picked up by Heim. Shane now bringing it back. Shea to Cryer. Clayton top of the key. Gets it to Heim on the right side. Heim to Johnson. Tuck. Now moves to his right. Now drives the lane. And a timeout called by Rob Ames. As Tucker had a clear lane to the bucket and made it. And crowd doesn't like it, but it is what it is. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner with you back at Aspen High School. Delta leads 32-25 with 6:43 left in the game. Delta going to inbound from underneath their own basket here. Heim to inbound. Goes to Cryer. Cryer into Johnson. Now Duck faces. Kicks it out to Cryer. Cryer to Bynum at the top. Bynum looking to drive in the lane. Kicks it over to Bear. Bear is going to be fouled as he cuts to the hoop. It's going to be against Franchesi. I think that's his first. Inbound goes to Bynum. Then Heim in the lane to Johnson, and Tucker with the smooth runner. Tuck with 11 now. And Garcia with the basketball over to Girardi. Now Garcia. Garcia looking to drive. Out to Benson, has it knocked away by Cryer. And there's a collision over there on the sideline. Cryer and I believe it was Benson were going for the ball, and both fellas up, and we get substitutions for Delta. Leho, Eric Bear, and Clay check back into the game. So it'll be Clay Cryer, Leho, Tucker, and Eric Bear. Francesi in the lane has it blocked by Johnson, and they're going to say he stepped on the end line.
Hey, go! Go!
So Aston with the basketball, Francesi goes to the right corner. They work around the perimeter, Girardi. Girardi splits the double team inside. Now they kick it back out. Girardi for the left-handed three ball is no good. Rebound by Johnson and a jump ball. The fourth Delta will have possession. No, I'm sorry. It's a foul against Aston. And Delta going to the line for 1-1. So it'll be Johnson to the line. Second foul called on Girardi. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company.
Hey, hey.
Tuck makes the first. And gets the second. Johnson with 13 points, 6 boards tonight so far. A block and a steal. Delta with some full court pressure here. Aston gets it across the time stripe. Garcia with the basketball, drives, loses the handle. Picked up by Johnson. Tuck also loses the handle. Finally gets it across midcourt. Drops it off to Clay. Get pass over to Leho. Leho to Tucker. Now they worked around the perimeter. Johnson tries to get it inside the Tuck, but it's knocked away. As the Aston student section coming alive now. Clay in the Bear. Eric looking, now dribbles toward the basket underneath. Can't get the reverse to go. And Aston gets the rebound. Francesi quickly across the time stripe in the lane. They go underneath the bench and it's good. He's at third with the bucket. 36-27 Delta. 4:35 left in the game. Johnson dishes to Heim. Now skip pass to Leho for three. No good. And the rebound goes to Aston. And Heim will foul Francesi as he comes across the time stripe. That'll be Delta's sixth team foul. Is Benson, Ford, and Seaman set back in for Aston. Clayton Cryer comes in for Shea Heim. First foul on Shea, by the way. Ford trying to get the screen, and Cryer works out of it. Didn't work out of that one. Pass off to Garcia. Garcia drives in underneath, kicks it out to Francesi for three on the right side. It's good. Out of the right corner, and Delta's lead is six. 4 minutes left in the game. Cryer to Leho. Now play back to Leho on the right side. He's at the elbow. To Bear, Eric. Lobs into Johnson. Johnson off the glass, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, can't get the putback, gets it again, and he'll be fouled. State boards for Tuck now. As Francesi will be called for his second foul, I believe, and Tuck will go to the line for two. Tuck has it bounced out of the back iron. No good. Timeout going to be called by Aston, I believe. And we will also take a break for listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back at Aspen High School, I'm Mark Cantor. Delta leads 36-30 with 3:40 left in the game. Aspen with 18 fouls and Delta with 6. So one more foul for Delta. That puts Aspen in the bonus. Chuck missed his first free throw. Let's see if he can make a second. Johnson drains it. Tucker with 14 points on the night. Francesi brings it up to his left. Stops. Let's give it off to Garcia. Garcia in the lane. Kicks it out to Ford. Ford just inside the arc. Jumper no good. Rebound by Clay. Clay in trouble. He's going to be fouled by Steven. That's going to be Steven's fourth. Clay with three boards. And Lando to the line for 1-1. Delta one away from the double, so one more foul from Aspen, and that's going to happen. Clay missed the free throw, but Johnson got the rebound and the putback. Tucked with a double-double tonight. I take that back. As they work it around to Francesi, three ball no good. Rebound by Seaman, putback no good. Saved by Seaman. The ball was going out of bounds. And Pryor came up with the steal. They work it up ahead to Bear, who was going to them for the dunk in the foul. And the foul on Seaman. I think he's out of the game. This Aspen crowd getting a little raucous. Didn't like the call. I'm also pretty sure they didn't like Eric Bear trying to dunk in their home court. So Eric to the line for two. Makes the first. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. 2:39 left in the game. Delta's lead back up to 11. There, comes from both. 41-30. As Francesi gets it underneath the bench and it's good. He gets heard. And the officials are calling a stoppage in play. And Shea Heim will check back into the game for Pryor. Delta with the basketball. Clay looking to beat the press. Lob to Heim. Heim kicks it out to Bear. Eric to Johnson. Now Heim to Tuck. Back to Heim. Heim has it. Guarded by Garcia. Gives to Leo. Leo looking to drive. Works it inside to Johnson. Heim off the glass is good. Tuck with 18. Francesi left elbow. Gets inside the arc. Now kicks it back out to Garcia. Garcia trying to split the double team. They have traveled, not called. They kick it back out to Francesi. Francesi with the ball fake. Back to Garcia. Garcia traveled, but not called. They get the right shot blocked by Johnson, I believe. And Tuck gets it in the lane. They get it over to Bear. Reverse off the glass is good. And the Delta crowd is on their feet as Delta's taking a 45-32 lead with 1:34 left in this basketball game. We'll keep it right here. And Delta kicking it up a notch defensively down the stretch. A couple of blocks. Some free throws at key moments here down the stretch. Delta in the double bonus. As the Aspen student section is jarring with the JV team, and JV saying, look at the scoreboard, but and now it's the you're on JV chant coming from the Aspen student section. I love high school basketball. It's fantastic. Aspen with possession. Franchesi to bring it up. 90 seconds left in the game. Franchesi at the top of the key. Over to Ford on the right elbow. Ford kicks it back to Franchesi. Now Garcia, runner, good. And Aspen will call a timeout. And we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
1:15 left in the game. Delta leads 45-34. And as I said before, Delta coming up big defensively down the stretch to maintain control of this game. Delta has possession play under Aspen's basket. Gets it to Johnson. Tuck out of a triple team up ahead to Leo. Leo will slow things down. Into a double team, he'll be fouled by Ford. And now Leo will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. I don't think Brett enjoyed getting fouled there. Get your damn hands off me is what he said. He didn't actually say that, but he kind of brushed Ford's hands away in that sort of motion. Leo brings the first one. Substitutions for Aspen. Luke Balco and Christo Clavins check into the game. Couple of youngsters. I mean, this entire team's young, really. They don't have a senior. And only two juniors, so. Leo gets the roll on the second. Brett with eight. Franchesi. 65 seconds left. Over to Garcia. Garcia dribbles out of the right side. Works it underneath to Benson, who gets the bucket. More full court pressure from Aspen as play is shoved out of bounds. And Garcia says, hey man, sorry I didn't mean to shove you that bad. And Orlando's taking it in stride. It's all good with Clay. He'll go to the line to make a couple buckets here. Play as the first one off the front iron. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company is Holloway and Girardi check back into the game for Aspen. Lando has it rattle out, but Johnson's there for the putback, and now Tuck has the double-double. 20 points, 10 rebounds. Girardi. Long pass over on the right side. Ball fake by Holloway. Steps in, now back out. Leo tries to steal, and he'll force the jump. And Delta should have possession. They do.
14! Eric, 14!
Or not.
14!
Oh, yeah. It is Delta Ball. The official's now correcting it. More full court pressure with Clay. Gets it into Johnson. Tuck. Don't want to foul him, but they do. And now Tuck's going to go to the line. Arguably the best free throw shooter on the team. 27.7 seconds left, and Delta looking to pad the lead just a little bit. The fourth foul on Benson. Tuck misses it off the front iron. And Grayson for second. Delta back on defense. Coach Ames telling them, get your hands up. Game's not over yet. As Holloway drives the lane, drops it off to Benson. Loose ball. Benson picks it up. Gets it underneath. Shot blocked by Bear. Clay going to hold it and then get fouled. Eric's second block of the game. And Clay a little frustrated that the rest of the Panthers all ran down the court and left him there not to pass it out. And Clay completely misses that one. 4.4 seconds left in the game. Delta's going to win this, by the way. It's 50-36. Another strong performance by the Panthers. They've got their legs underneath them here this season. Clay with five as the shot at the buzzer is off the mark from Balco, and Delta wins 51-36. We'll take a break and come back to the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Do you need help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
A banner back with you at Aspen High School, and Delta comes away with another big victory, 51-36. We'll take a look at some of those stats for you. Tucker Johnson with a double-double tonight. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and an assist. Eric Bear with 11 points, 3 boards, and 2 blocks. Landon Clay had 5 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Brett Leho with 8 points, 2 assists, and a rebound. Easton Bear, 4 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds. Shea Heim, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. So, The boys are back in action at home tomorrow afternoon as they host Moffitt County. They'll hit the hardwood after the girls do. Tip for the boys' game is scheduled for 3:30 tomorrow. So you can catch all the action right here on Audio Sports Online with me and Von Mitchell. Once again, the final score for tonight's game, Delta 51, Aspen 36. That's going to wrap it up from Aspen. I'm Mark Canner, and you've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.